Merkle Media.
Слушам само море, кад се јаве зоре, кад смо скупа ми.
Well, I must say, I'll fight to stay on ice.
Welcome back to another motherfucking episode of Kill the Mockingbirds with your host, Sean Chris, Joel Thomas, halftime at the Super Bowl.
I'm coming down off the Rihanna levitating steps like Donkey Kong, and I'm throwing barrels, baby. Brat, brat. Oh, I'm smoking that good Ohio smoke because everything's burning down in Ohio right now.
Well, you got that good Walter White chemicals going on over there.
And they're trying to hide it.
Man, what is up, man? Let's get this stuff out of the way in the beginning. You know, you can follow us on Kill the Mockingbirds podcast. Become a subscriber. We get new. You got a bunch of new ones, right? Like, you got, like, stockpile right now.
Oh, yeah. So if you go to our Instagram right now, Kill the Mockingbirds podcast is the handle. You can subscribe to us there for $4.99 a month. Yo, I got like 20, 30 videos in there now just for subscribers. Probably every day or at least every other day, I'm setting up subscriber-only chats where we talk and we let you guys know a bunch of stuff that's happening before it happens. Matter of fact, all the subscribers in there knew that my latest documentary that I'm shooting with Merkle Media is going to be with Wes Germer from Sasquatch Chronicles. And we're going out the West Coast and we're hunting down the spider Bigfoot. If you know anything about Wes Germer's story, it's a crazy story about Bigfoot that get down and crawl like spiders. And I let them know ahead of time the two new podcasts that we got dropping. Matter of fact, we just had the newest episode of Floating Mushroom drop last Monday, and that's with Cryptids of the Corn. And we got a new podcast coming out with Juan Ayala from the Juan Juan podcast called Shadow Band Syndicate, where we get all esoteric. But you get to learn about all this stuff before if you subscribe to us at Instagram at Kill the Mockingbirds podcast. Also, you get access to videos. You get access to podcasts before they come out on all the mainstream stuff. If you go to Kill the Mockingbirds at Patreon, and we got different tiers there, and you get access to different stuff.
Help us use their infrastructure to build our own infrastructure. You know what I mean? That's how you do it. That's all you can do.
Yeah, man, for sure. And that's what we have to do. And, you know, for anybody that is against the system, you know, just know that's what we're doing too. When you donate your time or money to us, that helps us build an infrastructure of our own so we can get off the man's dollar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the whole point. And shouts out to all the, you know, people leaving the 5-star reviews. Love that. We're getting some great feedback, man, for real, man. A lot of people, someone said that P.S. Tupac works at Target. So I forgot his name. Shouts out, though. I couldn't see it right now. But let's get into the real news, man.
Previously on America.
Tonight, breaking news as we come on the air. The Pentagon just moments ago on what's flying over the U.S. The suspected Chinese surveillance balloon the size of 3 buses.
We come on the air tonight with some breaking news. We have just learned that the Pentagon is tracking a suspected Chinese spy balloon.
We're going to begin with that massive spy balloon.
We began with several developments overnight as the Pentagon tracks what's believed to be a Chinese spy balloon.
The issue of the day is what? The Chinese spy balloon.
Well, good morning, George. National security officials continue to monitor this Chinese surveillance balloon.
Tonight, a senior defense official says authorities are tracking a giant Chinese spy balloon.
The Pentagon says a second Chinese spy balloon is currently moving across Latin America.
It's also been reported that these balloons have the ability to steer themselves.
Well, on Wednesday, the spy balloon was over Montana.
Montana is home to several nuclear weapons sites.
There are intercontinental ballistic missiles, the Minuteman III, that have silos right here.
Everybody and their brother out there wants the thing shot down. We look weak. We look terrible. Why aren't we shooting down the balloon?
Tonight, new details about the dramatic U.S. shootdown of a Chinese spy balloon over U.S. airspace.
The U.S. is working to recover the debris from a Chinese spy balloon that was shot down on Saturday.
The Navy and the Coast Guard are securing the perimeter to collect that debris with unmanned vehicles and divers.
What are officials going to be looking for?
They're going to be looking for the sensor package that was underneath that balloon. Remember that the administration said that this was a spy balloon.
Dog, you ready to get into this shit?
Booyah, dog.
Man, so we missed, you know, we haven't missed a little bit. Like, actually, we'll give you a little bit up front. We do got an episode that was going to come out this week, but it's this one. Instead, you're going to get a great one with Ron from New England. That was a fire. But since with all the news out there and things close by, you know, all the UFOs in the sky and what's going on. So what do you think about it, man, so far?
I mean, I just think the balloon stuff was just a huge distraction. I don't even think it's even real. Like, I think the balloon was real, but I don't even think it was a spy balloon from China, bro. Like, I just think it was something they put up in the sky and had us chasing our tails for about 2 or 3 days. Matter of fact, man, I didn't even really get down that rabbit hole outside of the funny memes. I didn't even really care about it. Like, people were getting all worked up and scared. I'm like, listen, bro, like, they're spying through your phones, one, so you're holding a spy device. They know exactly where they're at, what you're doing, what you're saying, anytime they want to. So quit worrying about some stupid balloon that's floating up in the sky that's not going to harm you at all, man. It was just that. That's what it, that was my take on it, and it's still my take on it.
Well, I got a breaking reel right here. Someone's this is a report straight from the Department of Defense right here.
You better take a look at this radar.
What is it, son?
I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant
dick.
Yeah.
Take a look out of starboard.
Oh, my God. It looks like a huge
pecker.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. That's not a woodpecker. It looks like someone's...
Privates! We have reports of an unidentified flying object. It is a long, smooth shaft, complete with two balls.
What is that? That looks just like an enormous...
Wang, pay attention.
I was distracted by that enormous flying...
Willie.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it looks like a giant...
Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Get on the horn to British intelligence and let them know about this.
Oh, you heard it here first, man. That's live, direct from the Pentagon, Department of Defense. What is his name? Kirby. Yeah, I'm with you, man. I didn't really think too much of it. I will say, you know... The balloon, it was like, me and you were joking about it. Like, even if you'll hear, like, how we, like, kind of joked about it in the beginning with Ron, you know what I mean? Kind of going off on it. Because I thought it was, like you said, funny. And then, I'm not, like, worried about it, but I'm thinking something different. So, then we get...
Breaking news tonight. A U.S. fighter jet shoots down yet another high-altitude flying object, this time over Canada, amid the growing mystery of what was shot down over Alaska on Friday. The U.S. military searching for remnants of what it took down, but they're facing nasty weather off Alaska. And new questions today. What was it and who sent it?
So we got a balloon shot down over North Carolina. And then let me paint the scene because I'm just out about. I'm like at a hockey game. I'm just like, which was awesome, bro. Like before, like this is one of the most awesome scenes I ever seen. Like they had on the Jumbotron, they had this kid and he was 4 years old, his first game, right? And then they like pointed the camera and everybody's like, yeah. And then they will point it at like the Canucks because that was the opposing team and everybody, boo. Then they go back to the kid and everybody's like, yeah. But it does show you how easy it is to get people to like join in, you know what I mean? Like it's at those moments, like, that energy, and it kept reminding me, even though I was joining in too, but like you can see that like energy could be harvested very easily. I wanted to start with that. And then you tell me and text me, I'm getting a thing and it's like, oh man, you hear about Montana airspace is like been shut down and man, they shot down. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I was like totally lost, like not knowing, just having a good time. And I'm like, oh man. And then you were like, shit. And the fallen angels is here. They're here. Get it. Hey, I'll meet you. Meet you in the middle.
Yo, man, I swear. I was texting you around the same time I was texting Tony Merkel. And I was doing the same thing. I was like, is it wrong that as the earth's burning, I'm getting more excited about what's going on? Because I told him, I was like, they're here. The Nephilim. I'm going to see them in my lifetime, man. It's going to happen. I was getting jacked up, man. That's when I hit you up, and I was like, yeah, man. I was like, it's about to happen. The fallen angels are coming, man. They're coming. They're bringing the heat. I'm like, man, for real. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, all of this stuff they're putting out, we have no footage of it at all. Absolutely none of it. And that's the best part, is they're telling us this stuff's happened. They could just have easily nothing happened at all. They're just making it up. So that's the other part I thought about, is there's no footage of it, and it's happening in these super remote places. Like the Alaska incident, it happened in the most remote place of Alaska. So it's there's no towns close by at all. There's nothing.
The only thing that we have video of is the original balloon, the
right,
first
that's
one.
That's it.
And so then you've noticed that the media has definitely been trying to play this note of not saying it's a balloon. They've been saying, like, it's this cylinder, it's this thing we don't know about. Then you show me, you're like, man, CNN's on here. You're like, so you told me about that clip, so I dug up that clip. This is on the Acosta show. He's on one of those pricks too, but this is what they had to say, and I get it. So, like, you can see the premise of where they're kind of pushing this.
Interesting. This is kind of unusual that these pilots saw different things, and that is sort of, I guess, adding to the mystery of all this.
Yeah, not even the pilots apparently were really able to identify what they saw. And just to take you back for a sec, on Thursday, the U.S. defense officials sent F-35 fighter jets up to try to figure out what this object was that was flying around near Alaska. Those pilots, we have learned, have given very conflicting accounts of what they actually experience, with some pilots saying that the object interfered with the plane's sensors, other pilots saying that they didn't really experience that, other pilots saying that when they looked at the object, they could identify no identifiable propulsion system, and they did not know how it was actually staying in the air, cruising at that altitude of about 40,000 feet. So this is all added to the Pentagon's wariness of describing in more detail what this object actually is until they can get more information through the debris that they are recovering right now.
And there's multiple news outlets like that are talking, like it was trending on Twitter, like when on Saturday night, and then even through Sunday, UFO was trending, aliens trending. Like it was like people, you would go on your Facebook, you know, something's everywhere when people are just on the random Facebook, like making jokes and like tons of memes. But like the more memes, the more people know about it. And there was just people posting everywhere on Twitter to every social media site of like, oh, aliens, this joke or something. It was just so revealing to me. And it's kind of got me backing up a little bit, like where I was like, why is everybody like so on this, right? It's just like anything else we see. And I'm like, man, first of all, do you think if that they thought it was aliens, they wouldn't say that to us, right? Like, they're not going to tell us. Like, they're going to tell us the opposite. So I'm like, what are they really thinking, right? Like, you know, what's really going on? And to another effect, I'm not going to play this clip because I had a bunch of news clips. So I'm going to move past that because, you know, we got the Alaska one. We got the one over Canada. So I want to focus on the Canada one real quick. And they kind of give some revealing shit. So I don't know what they're called, something, their prime minister of defense, I'm probably saying that wrong, I don't know what exactly their position is, that lady, she had a briefing, and you're going to hear her first, and you're going to hear her company line, and then you're going to hear a general that probably wasn't read in, and I think it's going to shed some light on what's really going on.
I wanted to ask this, maybe a silly question, but I think it's on, you know, I didn't think I'd ever ask this question. Is there any indication that this object is not terrestrial, is not from this world? Is it too early to say anything on that front?
You're right, I have not had that question, Lee, so thank you for asking it. From all indications, this object is potentially similar to the one that was shot down off the coast of North Carolina, though smaller in size and cylindrical in nature. That is the information that we are working with right now, but with further analysis, we will know more and be able to provide you with more details.
Just to confirm, so it sounds like it potentially was another balloon. Is that what we're being led to believe here?
I will refer to the item as an object at this time. I am a person that depends on facts and will not provide opinions until I can ground them in some sort of facts. So I'm going to wait for the reports that I will be getting relating to the analysis of the debris.
So, right? They're not saying it, but they're trying to like insinuate like, oh man, that could be anything. It might be aliens. We can't really tell you. And then the general, they go, let's ask him. He could get more with the, he got the details.
For more specifics, I will ask the Chief of Defense Staff, General Wayne Ayer, who's with me this evening, if he would like to add anything. General Ayer?
No, thanks, Minister. And David, to go to the specifics of your question, it was an AIM-9X missile from the F-22. Now, it's important to note that the instructions that were given to the team was whoever had the first best shot to take out the balloon had the go-ahead. It's also important to note that all the aircraft were under the direction of Canadian NORAD region. So a Canadian general in Winnipeg was overseeing this operation, albeit in a NORAD context.
You are fake news.
He's fake news, man. All day. That shit's bullshit. Because I think that it, I mean, not him, actually, but let me reverse that. She's bullshit. I think he told the truth. He's like, it's a balloon. So it's another one of these balloons. And it started making me think, because then the more recent one was over by me, right? The one by me. And it's like literally an hour away from me. Lake Huron is like an hour away from me. I was like making a, like, because I'm going to go to a funeral like next week. And I'm making like a little like collage for everybody so they don't got to spend money. Man, that's where the money's at. And let me just tell you, man, you make one of those little like, with the pictures and everything, you can make some money, I guess. But anyways, we left, and like it's about an hour before the Super Bowl, and we leave, and I look in the sky, and I'm like, man, I tell my brother, like, man, what is that, man? And there was like literally, like, I sent you both videos, right? But I wish I took more, because there was probably, in that cluster, there was three, but onto the other side, there was four more that were kind of like in the step. But the one that got me weirded out was that one in a tailspin. You know what I mean? But like, then it went up and then it went back. It was so weird. And I was like, man, that looks like some air show stuff. You know what I mean? Like, why was it doing that? And there was just on the way home, which is only a 15-minute ride from where I was at to my brother's. We saw about like 13 of those in the sky, 12 or 13, not an exact number, but more than 10. And they were like really close clustered together. And then at night when we were going outside and stuff, like about 7-ish, like, you know, close to halftime, before halftime, we would see, and they were so low, man. There was other bigger planes, and they were low, man. I've never seen planes this low. So it was a little bit weird. And then I was like, maybe they're, you know, trying to make us feel like it really is happening, because then people but I didn't see any videos besides the one I posted. I looked for all kinds of stuff out here. I didn't see anything.
I mean, maybe they thought they were just planes. I mean, I don't know. I think, too, that they put it out there that they are surveying the skies. That's a lot of the stuff I was reading, that they are okay. So this is what is coming out of the Pentagon right now. They're saying that the reason why there's been such a huge uptick in them finding all of these unidentified objects in the sky, they're saying that they're surveillance equipment. That's what they're trying to come out and say right now. They're saying they're surveillance equipment, and the surveillance equipment is in a certain gap in the sky that they don't normally travel in. So I'm assuming that's why these planes are so low, because they're quote-unquote looking for these surveillance equipment. That's just what I was reading earlier today, that it was surveillance equipment. Again, I think they're trying to keep it as vague as possible. Outside of that defense guy from Canada who basically said it was another balloon, I think they're trying to keep it vague. I think they want to say certain keywords, silver, cylindrical, you know, it was unmanned as far as they could tell. The other one was,
we don't understand the technology kind of deal. Like, it's
the
something,
propulsion system, you know, yeah, is something different than they've even seen. A lot of that verbiage they're sliding in, they're doing it on purpose. This is like a slow build. They've been slow building this, man, for, God, 60 years, 70 years, probably longer, really, if we were really looking all the way back. But they've been building this for a long time, and it's just conditioning. This is just part of that conditioning, getting us ready, getting us okay, so when they do come out with something that they have found, it won't be such a shock, and it's controllable, because what they want to be able to do is control the narrative of what they want to put out in space, you know, not trying to be pun worthy there, but yeah.
Yeah. It just happened, okay? Flat Earthers, remember, we got you. What was episode 122, man? 122. You
know, yeah, don't get your butt cheeks tight this early into the episode.
Yeah, it's way too early for that. No, I agree with you. They're being vague on purpose, and I think people should remember that, like, think about with the COVID, right? It didn't just start. It was like a 20-year build almost. You know what I mean? Of like, hey, there's West Nile, there's this, there's that. They're putting into the psyche. So I don't think, like, because, you know, everybody's like, oh, Project Bluebeam. I mean, it is crazy, though, to see, like, everybody talking about aliens, though. Like, you know what I mean? Especially, like, when it's more fringe. Like, if you look, like, 30 years ago, people were probably like, oh, man, alien, this guy kind of weird, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody was just, it was trending on Twitter. It was everywhere. Like, everybody was all about the UFO, and people were, like, making jokes. They're going to sit in their, you know, lawn chair and wait for that UFO to pass by, give him a little America.
Bro, I'm so tired of hearing Project Bluebeam now. And I used to be on it, like, real hard, like, early when nobody else was on it. And now everybody's on it, and I'm like, ah, it's just a psyop. Like, I think there's going to be an element to Project Bluebeam. It won't be called that. It's going to be used for something different. I honestly think when these ships show up, when these quote-unquote aliens are revealed, I think it's going to be real. Now, I don't think it's going to be what they present it as. Like, you know, my thoughts on it, I think Fallen Angels and I think Meat Sacks, and we're not getting all that today. People can go back and listen to the other episodes, Portal Babies. But I do think that there's going to be a reality to it. I think that this technology to be able to trick people with holograms, I think it's been used for all kinds of stuff already. I think it's not just quote unquote for aliens, right? I think that there could be some of that integrated in with what they're going to manifest here in the future. But I think it's going to be stuff that we can look at, we could touch. I think it's going to be stuff that they show us. And I think to Justin from Crypto the Corn's point too, I think there's going to be some sort of organic based ones as well that they show us, because they want to try to make us feel like that, oh, it's nothing we need to worry about. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's going to be part of it. I just think that, man, when the average lurker is screaming out Project Bluebeam on every single alien post, man, that's when I'm like, I'm starting to think they're just using it as a psyop. Like, was it a real thing? Yeah, I think so. And I think that it still exists. But I don't think that that's the end all. I think that everybody's like, Project Bluebeam. They feel like they know something as soon as they scream out Project Bluebeam.
Well, I don't even think. Yeah, and I don't think Project Bluebeam would even, like I'm saying, is it wouldn't go into effect. The way I see it, like, it would go effect, but, like, I'm talking about, like, 15, 20 years from now. So what they would do, in my opinion, what they're doing, they're saving face right now, trying not to blame China anymore, because they were blaming China, and they're like, hey, man, you're getting a little early on the World War III stuff. It's not, you know, hey, you're jumping, bro. Like, you know, they're reeling them back in. Because even China, they said China's ready. They're ready to shoot down a flying object near right. One of their naval bases. You know what I mean? Hey, we got one too, guys. We got one too, man.
It was like a competition, like, globally, like, who was shooting down the most UFOs.
You're like, you did 5? Man, shit, we already got 15. Putin was like, man, we already made a necklace out of it. You know, all these people were just hyping it up. But I think that an interesting fact that people don't know is that I think they're trying to, you know, calm down the issues with China right now, because they to save face, because Janet Yellen is going to go over there and talk with them. She's meeting with them, and they're, I believe that it has to do with the financial systems, because a lot of people know that if you follow what's happening with the CCP, they are also broke. Yeah, I get it. Like, everybody talks about China like, oh, man, they're going to take our lunch. You know what I mean? No, they're broke too. They're losing a lot of stuff. And that's why we're seeing people actually stand up and protest, because the system is falling apart. And people are like, hey, man, we're not getting taken care of anymore. And the people on the outskirts are having more and more people just like we are. So what I think is that they're talking about strategizing. And I think that it's too early to talk about China. So they're leaning off of that. They're letting it build. It kind of reminds me of like a modern day Gulf of Tonka. You know what I mean? Like, where it's going to happen and like, oh my God, this random blood. And it's going to be a fake thing that, like, not fake, but you know, like how that, they were like, we got shot with a missile, but it didn't really happen. And then they were like, oh, it was a whale, I guess, you know, like, but you didn't hear about that till years later. Obviously, we were already in Vietnam when they're like, too late now. We already said war. Sorry. Like, it's already too late. So I believe they're building up to that. And in my belief, and if I go into the future, I see like a world war breaking out in the next 4 to 6 years, some kind of world war. And that, what that may be, psyopish, I don't know about that. Like, it probably will be some real war, like kind of like what's happening over there in Ukraine, you know? But see that a little bit more place. It won't be every single place. Like, people are still going to go to work and stuff. Just like World War II, where you're going to be like, hey, how come here? I thought everybody's at war, man. I'm right here at this stupid warehouse. Got to freaking, you know what I mean, making boxes. And then I think after that goes on and prolongs, that is when I would see a Project Bluebeam type of deal. You know what I mean? To like, kind of like, hey, look, man, we got to find a common. That's how you kind of, you get everybody all mixed up, right? Fighting each other. Nobody like kind of like separates the borders. It kind of unites a certain amount of people. And then you come with this common enemy that everybody, you have to unite with your enemy. You know, like how all the movies show, like, man, he's my worst enemy, but now we have to team up. So I feel like, you know, something like that. That's how I see it.
No, I agree with you. Now, I will say this, though. The caveat is if they roll out Project Bluebeam earlier, that will only be because people are standing up worldwide and they're pushing back against the system to a point they have to like pull out all stops, which could happen because they have been scrambling a lot lately. As much as you think these people are in power and in control, they have been slipping up a lot. Like, listen, C-19 stuff didn't go off without a hitch, right? There's a lot of people waking up. A lot of people woke up. A lot of people still are waking up, man. You know what's so funny? I look at Instagram, like we make posts and stuff. All the newbies that are like super new to like conspiratorial, what does that mean? They're throwing up like a triangle, like asking questions. But it's because people are waking up. People are seeing that shit's not right, man. Like, you know, I was in the studio today and I was talking to my engineer, Tony, and he's not like the biggest like conspiratorial guy. Now, granted, like he's very like, he knows stuff's not right. You know what I mean? He asked me a lot of questions, but even with the Hamlin stuff, like he's pretty like cut and dry about things like that. But even he was like, he's like, I don't know about clones is what he tells me. He's like, I don't know about clones. He's like, but I can tell you that you're right because something's not right with the whole situation. And I'm like, yeah, because I think that's where you have to like reel people in, right? We don't have to like, you know, you always say, we don't smack them in the head with lizard people or clones off the rip. But what we can do is express, hey, this isn't right. And they're not telling us the truth. So that's what's causing us to come up with all of these different theories because they won't tell us the truth and they cover up everything because they're clearly covering up something that they don't want to get out because if they do, they'll lose control and they'll lose power.
And we can only go off the evidence that we can find. We're not privy to like classified documents and stuff like that. We have to just like get bits and pieces. And obviously a lot of times we're thrown down, you know, different angles that are bad for us that are not going to be good. But I want to play this last clip. I got two more clips for the UFO, but before that last one, I want to play this one because I think it's kind of going to the Project Bluebeam. It's Paul Krogerman. And he's on the Zakari show on CNN, and he's kind of talking about like a Project Bluebeam type of deal.
Maybe Boston's big dig was just fine after all.
Think about World War II, right? That was actually negative social product spending, and yet it brought us out. I mean, partly because you want to put these things together. If we say, look, we could use some inflation. Ken and I are both saying that, which is, of course, anathema to a lot of people in Washington, but is in fact what the basic logic says. It's very hard to get inflation in a depressed economy. But if you had a program of government spending plus an expansionary policy by the Fed, you could get that. So if you think about using all of these things together, you could accomplish, you know, a great deal. I mean, if we discovered that space aliens were planning to attack and we needed a massive buildup to counter the space alien threat, and really inflation and budget deficits took secondary place to that, this slump would be over in 18 months. And then if we discovered, whoops, we made a mistake, there aren't actually any space aliens.
So we need Orson Welles, be better, is what you're saying.
No, there was a Twilight Zone episode like this in which scientists fake an alien threat in order to achieve world peace. Well, this time we don't need it. We need it in order to get some fiscal stimulus.
So for stimulus, he's not even saying for world peace. He's like, hey, so we can get some of that like little inflation because he's an economist, so he's taking on that level. But that's what they're saying openly. So they are putting on the psyche, but I also think it's like so people can, I don't think they want people to like fully know, but they put it into your brain, the aliens. Like, not everybody's going to get all that information. Yeah, a few of us, you know, will still retain the whole message and breakdown of it, but they're just planting seeds too in a negative way, though. You know what I mean? Like, so you can be like, oh, aliens. Oh, okay, that's real. So when it comes, you're like, well, they already talked about that. Like, you know, and you hear it all over the news right now.
Right. And again, this goes back to, I think there's some part of this Project Bluebeam narrative that's being controlled too. I think there's this, they want people to talk about Project Bluebeam. It's so weird because I've never heard it in the conspiratorial and even the mainstream psyche as much as I have in the past year. Like, those two words together is just mind-blowing to me. Like, I've heard about Bluebeam forever and nobody talked about it. Like, that's old school to me. And I thought it was something very interesting and almost intimate knowledge to have, because you bring it up, people are like, what's that? You know what I mean? Because it was so different. And then just in the past year, man, Bluebeam's everywhere. So I almost feel like, too, that there's definitely truth to it, but I think they also want to control that, just like they do any PSYOP. They want to control even that Bluebeam narrative. So now they're even talking about it in open space, just like he just said. Well, yeah, if you can fake it. He didn't say anything about holograms or anything like that, but he put it out there in space. Again, sorry with the puns. He put it out there so you can start thinking about it. It's seeping into your minds. It's soaking up into your brain cells. So it gets there. So then when something happens, dude, maybe something really happens. And then they say, oh, no, that was Project Bluebeam. We just wanted to, you know, get you guys in line. You don't know what they've got planned, because they've got a million. Here's what I do know. They have a plan. But to achieve the end of that plan, there are multiple ways that they can do it. Because they know that, listen, we're not fully controllable. Not all of us. And the fact that they know that is their plans get disrupted from time to time. They have to have backups of the backups of the backups of the backups, right? It's like the Miami Dolphins QBs. You got to have a backup to the backup to the backup to the backup, because they're all going down. You know what I mean?
I think you're just not really understanding it, Joel. Like, so I brought someone here to explain it to you. My good friend, I mean, I know you're not a big fan of her, but I'm a big fan of Jean-Claude Van Damme. She does a hell of a job. She's going to explain it to you what's really going on.
Why is the American military shooting something out of the sky over Canada?
Because it's part of NORAD. The NORAD is part of a coalition,
a pact of nations.
A pact, okay. Exactly. And so that's why we were able to do that. Again, we didn't do it on our own. We did it in step with Canada.
Canada, you get it? Now you get it.
If we still had my baby Psaki Bomb in office, we wouldn't be having these issues. She would have already told everyone exactly the way it was. She wouldn't be making up fake country names. She would be telling us exactly where the ETs are at and what they're doing. She would have already talked to them. Put her back in office, Jen Psaki, right now.
Change.org. Hit it up in the link tree. You know, we gotta get that back up, because Joel's fired up again. I knew if I played her on here, you're going to get a little fired up.
It's a perfect example, Sean, of why they need to go to change.org right now. Bring back Psaki Bomb. I need to see comments. I need to see people signing the petition. We need to put her back in. That was a perfect example of why she needs to be back in office. That was pathetic.
Hey! And then we just finished the Super Bowl. I know, what do people say? Bread and Circuses. Hey, shouts out to Forbidden Clothing. You know what I mean? They're not a sponsor, but we love their clothing, man. You see that? The new one they had, the Bread
man.
And Circus one?
That
one's a dope one.
Totally going to cop
that.
Yeah,
I'm going to get that
shit for
sure, man.
Shirt.
Come on, get us a promo code. No, but then we got into the Illuminati watch. You know what I mean? And I wanted to start it off because... before the Super Bowl, not only do they, you know, broadcast everything, like, you know, you hear about all the past Super Bowls and they bring all the, you know, the star-studded event. Let's see how things like security-wise went.
With upwards of a million football fans flocking to Phoenix, tonight the stage is set for the Super Bowl, which comes with super-sized security.
There is 360-degree mapping of the stadium.
quarterbacking this national special security event, at least 8 federal agencies who were teaming up with 42 different jurisdictions, including state, county, and local police. The law enforcement blitz using cutting-edge technology, scanning, processing, and evaluating threats in real time.
The risks can be simple and they can be sophisticated.
With these officers spread across their own playing field and ready for an audible, the teams here can respond anywhere within seconds.
We can pop from one spot to the next.
A small fleet of aircraft, including 3 Black Hawk helicopters, at times flying in tandem, are the eyes in the sky.
They had a bunch of stupid football puns in it, too. They called an audible. The formate, like, it was so dumb. But basically, they had, like, all agencies there. And it's just interesting. I know they have like a huge security at the Super Bowl anyways, but the way they were pumping out a lot of the security was, again, because it's a threat. Like they don't want us to know what the threat is because they haven't decided like what angle I believe that they're going at. So they're just like, hey, be ready. It could be anything. We're not sure what we're going to give you yet.
I think they do know what the threat is, though, Sean. I just think it's a build to the threat. I think the more they get us comfortable with these agencies being there, and the way that he said it, if you listen to the verbiage, was like they have this mapping system. They know where the threats are at before the threats happen. It was almost like some Minority Report type shit, where it's like, we'll be able to figure it out before even you know. We're all over it, guys. Don't worry. We've got your backs. You can just relax, drink your beer, watch this fake football game where Mahomes is becoming the next Tom Brady, because that's what they're turning him into with all those fake plays and god-awful plays and god-awful calls. I mean, just it's pathetic at this point. I mean, at the end of the day, when I look at football now, man, I look at it like WWE. I'm just like, well, you know, Vegas has got to win, right? And fortunately for me, I bet on the right team, so I want some money. So I was all good.
Well, I knew the Chiefs were going to win too, man, because if you think about it, like just on that aspect, I was saying the same thing. You know, it's the passing of the torch. Mahomes is the new Brady. The last time Mahomes lost in the Super Bowl, the last time he was in a Super Bowl was against Tom Brady. So that was like the, hey, let me get this last one. Then, hey, after that, you're good. And I want to point out something because we touched a little bit on it, and we've talked about Hamlin, which we'll do a little bit more today. Everybody's talking about the whole NFL script and you know, like what's Arian Foster said, and, you know, other people have come out and said, and me and you had a discussion about it, and you were telling me like, hey, man, you know, like in wrestling and stuff, like they change it on the fly. And I was liking that idea of it. But now I'm starting to think, because everybody's running with it, like the whole NFL scripting, they're talking everywhere. They're really mocking it. And I don't think it's such a script like what we think. You know what I mean? I think they wanted to know. There is key players, like we've always said. I don't think everybody knows.
No,
I don't think there's
absolutely
a script that's handed to everybody.
Yeah.
There definitely isn't. And I think that's why it was put out there, though, intentionally, so it can look mockable, right? Like, oh, yeah, everybody has a script. And everybody's been playing into it, because it is kind of, I could see why people could get, you know, some humor out of it, because they're going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, people are like, oh, yeah, my script said blow my ACL. You know, hey, my script said that. Like, I get all that, because then it hides the fact that it's scripted, but not in the sense of wrestling where everybody knows. The fans know, you know, like the wrestlers know. In the NFL, there's only key people and at key times. And how does it balance? Like, what is it for? Like, I think you got to see into it. And some of you can say about sacrifices, because, like, look at, like, Andy Reid, man. He had a son that died in, what, 2012. He had another son that had, like, a DUI that killed, like, I don't know if he killed the girl. It was, like, a 5-year-old or maybe younger. But I know she was seriously hospitalized. And I think he just went to jail for that. It's just interesting. And then they had all these narratives. And it makes you think, like, well, what is it? As soon as I saw it was Mahomes, I really thought it was like, oh, okay, this is the passing of the guard. It's his time. His era to take over things. And I think you've seen in the game, there was a lot of like weird calls, like especially towards the end was weird, like some of the time where they dropped, you know. And I get it, like some of the rules are different and they change a lot, but it was really interesting to me how they, like, if you compare it, because I started comparing it to the Super Bowl in 2015. Tom Brady won the MVP. He didn't really do anything to win the MVP against the Seahawks, right? It was Malcolm Butler that got an interception that ended the game. So everybody was like, well, that's weird. Why did he get MVP? And I thought the same thing with Mahomes. Like, Mahomes had a decent game, but he's not what won the game. You know what I mean? If really you got to think of the Chiefs defense, that fumble, you take that fumble away, almost had two of them. So it got me thinking like, oh, they're almost painting the same. And guess what? At halftime, he was down by two scores. I was telling my brother at halftime, I said, I'm telling you, Mahomes is going to win this. They're setting it up so that he can have a dramatic style of win. And then they kind of got a little carried away with it, with that little hold, which you could go either way. I mean, like, I guess, but like, I feel like there's a 5 yard, you know, like you could push right there, whatever. But the way they dragged out that lat, like they had it all hype in that last 3 minutes, they drug it out. And it was just like the worst football like you've seen in a while. And then just so he could, to make sure. So like they had to get it to that point. And that's what I think. I don't think it's scripted as far as every single person, but also interesting that game is it was 38-35 this game. That one was 28-24. Not the same scores, but similar. And Katy Perry did the halftime show. And she came out of a UFO. That was a big thing. Remember, she came out of the UFO. People were like, started like, oh, man. You know what I mean? Shouts out to Isaac Weishaupt too, man. I'll be listening to him all the time, man. Like, he's like the best at these breakdowns. And he's been breaking down these damn halftime shows forever. You know, like, and to see the correlations with all that. And another thing I noticed during the game too, I don't know why I wrote this down, but it was just weird because like they kept playing this Purge siren beat. Like it would be like, and the first time they played it was at the ball stopped. It was, I remember because I watched it exactly. It was in the fourth quarter, 3rd and 2, and the clock stopped at 10:33, like right at 10:33. And then that Purge little sound came on and I was just waiting. I was like, hey, maybe, you know, Bane's going to come out here like and fucking take over the stadium. And, like, I thought we were going to get some of that, but besides the game, I think like one of the more interesting thing that most of us would see, and like that's why I brought up Weishaupt because he had a couple things. I think we got a little bit of into the commercials, right? Like the commercials had their own little deal. They were weird. Like there was a Tubi one. Like I remember, I was like, what is this for? And it was like all these rabbits, like rabbits grabbing people and running with them, and then at the end, it's like diving down rabbit holes. Like it was like keep finding those rabbit holes. That was interesting. There was a lot of like this conspiratorial theme to most of these commercials. I don't know if you noticed that as well. Not just Illuminati-ish, but like conspiratorial, like playing to the crowd.
Yeah, no, I did. I saw the Tubi commercial, and what made me laugh though is Expedition Dogman is on Tubi. So I'm like, get down that rabbit hole and watch my documentary with Merkle Media and the rest of the team, because you can go there right now. I was laughing because I was imagining like one of those rabbits like taking somebody down there and be like, watch Dogman right now. But yeah, that was crazy. I mean, I thought really all of the commercials had a weird vibe to them, because it was either really conspiratorial or it was like religious in a way too. So you had like kind of the religious thing going on. You had that Anna Faris, the avocado commercial with like the Adam and Eve, and she bit the fruit, but they were going to, she saw him naked, but then there was like the weird little like gopher looking thing that gave her the avocado. As soon as she bit the avocado, it turned everything back into utopia. But then everybody was still quote unquote like living in sin. They could see each other being naked and they were playing up to the nakedness, but yet they were living in a utopia. So that to me was very Luciferian in the sense of we're transcending what God has put before us. Yeah, he put these restrictions on us. We still break those restrictions. That's what the whole meaning of that whole commercial was, in my opinion, when I saw it, was we supersede this restriction that Yahweh's put on us. And it was very telling, man.
No, yeah, I agree. And then there was the Jack Harlow one that you posted. With that one was just too, like, it was too obvious with the triangle thing, man. Like, if people don't know, he was using the triangle instrument. I'm not going to play that one's too long, but and plus, like, I think you need to see the visual more if you want to go check that out on Kill the Mockingbirds podcast on our IG page. But it was like so in your face, like he was inside a triangle and everybody had pyramid type hairstyles and like the dog was cutting pyramid and the triangle instrument was like the main focus of the entire commercial. And I get people will say, well, you know, Doritos, triangle, blah, blah, blah. But the way that it was like just presented, it was more than just a chip. Like you could just tell, like it was just a chip. And I think they're trying to purposely play into that like Illuminati type, like conspiratorial thing, because it kind of makes it, oh, that's fun. You know what I mean? Yeah, we just kind of like look at conspiracy. It's not real, but it's funny. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's what they've been trying to put a spin on for a while. It's not like it just started. That one was pretty crazy. And then there was a lot of like UFO ones. Like, I'm gonna play this quick one from U2, like the U2, like they're gonna be have a Vegas tour or whatever.
An unidentified object has been spotted over the skies.
So basically, it just shows like a TV footage and it's like all grainy and it's like an unidentified flying object. And you see like this ball, you know what I mean? It looks like almost like a circle, like a big like gray, like a sphere type thing floating in the air, floating over all these people that are in the desert. And then like U2 comes walking out, you know, you're just like, what the hell, man? And It was pretty weird, man. They had like a lot of those type of commercials the whole time. Like then there was that Xfinity commercial. I'm not gonna play that one's a little bit too long, but I'm gonna post all these. I'm gonna put them all together and in a video and post them on the Telegram.
Hey, what about the Puppy Bowl? They had the kitty halftime show, and they literally in the middle of it, they had a UFO come dropping down and this cat come out of the UFO, man. And I was laughing so hard because I don't even know where I saw it, man. It was just some random place that I ended up seeing it. And I was like, what is this? I was like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. And it was right smack dab in the middle of the past few days where all we were doing was seeing like mainstream media talk about unidentified objects being shot down left and right. And then here's this cat coming out of this UFO. And I'm like, it's just more soft disclosure, man. More stuff they're showing us because they just keep on with the imagery. Even with like a stupid kitty halftime show.
Yeah, all kind of like they had the last one that I saw, the Xfinity one I liked, because if you notice it, like, I don't know if you've seen that one, they're like, oh, you're in a game, you know what I mean? You're the players, they're on the moon, and then they're like, you know, the best invention, 10G since landing on the moon. And then behind them, if you see that like creature, it kind of looks like the floating mushroom.
I thought that too, and I guess the funniest thing to me about the whole commercial was that it was almost like they were making fun of the moon landing. Like the moon landing was fake. So they were actually playing into it being fake. They're like, oh, this isn't, you're not real. They were even telling the astronauts they weren't real. They were just part of like this game.
No, yeah, that, you know, and the thing too is that the commercials, I know this has probably played out, a lot of people said, but they're just not funny like they used to be. They're not catching people. Maybe it's not my sense of humor. Maybe some people think it's funny. Like, I was wondering, where's all the funny Budweiser? Budweiser hasn't been funny for a while, man. They've been like in this weird funk because they used to have all the classic stuff. What's that? Like, everybody, come on, man. That was contagious. And they kind of just like, I don't know, they're just have boring. You're like, this is what you paid for. I even seen a WWE ad and I was like, dude, you guys ran this 4 years ago. For SmackDown, I was like, you know, the one where the guy's clicking the pen, I'm like, damn, they didn't even want to, like, we already got that one, fuck it, just pay for the space.
Well, and what it is now, it's because of woke culture that nobody can push the limits with comedy anymore, so everybody plays it super safe whenever they put out anything, because you don't want to offend somebody. So now at this point, you're not really putting out anything comedic, because you can't, and so they're, the humor that's going out now isn't funny, because it's really not funny, Sean. I don't care who thinks it's funny. It's not funny. It's not funny at all.
We had a halftime show with the Rihanna moon bump.
Oh, my God, man.
Did we have a moon bump sighting?
Yes, it's for sure a moon bump sighting, man. I started laughing when I saw her come out. I was like, is she pregnant again? And I'm like, oh, God. I was like, she is. And she's really playing up to her being pregnant, too, because she was making a big deal about how she moved, too. But then it was like really over-sexualized. And I'm like, man, you're like pregnant and you're doing really over-sexualized stuff. And I don't know, man. This might have been the most sexualized Super Bowl halftime show I've ever seen. I mean, she's grabbing her crotch, and they were like, the way they were bending all over her, she was smacking her ass. Like, it was crazy, man. And just the imagery, too, man. You know, her elevating up into the sky. You had the full pyramid that came down around her. She was the eye of the pyramid at the top. I know everybody wants to say, man, that's that diamond song, man. Quit being such a conspiracy theorist, man. She's talking about diamonds, dog. Booyah, dog. No, she's not. No, she's not. Because it was not a diamond. It was a freaking pyramid. It was clear as day. The imagery of the red, clearly that played into all of the, you know, the Scarlet Woman, the Whore of Babylon, really is what that boils down to, man. I mean, they play into a lot of that Babylonian imagery, for sure. So there was a lot of that going on, and I'm sure you got some stuff to say, and I got some more to say about that too.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say, like, because you were probably gonna touch on it too, but like the as above, so below. To me, that's what I thought of right away when I seen everything. Because if you seen it was the same symmetry, like everything was like kind of lined up, and it was to me that's how I saw it right away. And yeah, I thought like also it was interesting that nobody came out. Like my brother kept saying that while we're watching. He's like, "Hey man, isn't Kanye on this song? Hey, isn't da 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 on this song?" Like, and usually, I mean, I know back in the day, I don't think every superstar would bring people out because, you know, it would be like a Michael Jackson or some of that nature where it's just a solo act. But it's been precedent in the last 10 years that you bring people out. Like, that's the whole point. You're doing the Super Bowl. You're doing your hits. And, you know, you could say, like, well, maybe because she has a tour coming up, like, and she's trying to, like, you know, invest everything. But I will say the whole thing without even getting too crazy, like, I agree with everything you were saying, but just looking at it on, like, a common lurker level, you know what I mean? An average lurker. I was like, man, it just looks like, if you've seen the up close pictures, she looks really possessed, like similar to like with the Weeknd one. But I thought there was a lot of the Squid Game vibes. I got that, you know, like where everybody had that, like the masks and you can't see, but she's like the boss of it and the ringleader of the games. And I definitely seen a lot. And I don't know about the song she chose, but I did think, like, Kanye, I was like, it would have been great. It would have been so great. I mean, publicity-wise, like, just have Kanye come out and just go on a rant. And then he doesn't even, like, you know, sing a song. Man,
yeah. I was hoping that he would have came out because I was like, man, we're going to have a great show, an extra great show. It's already great, but we have an extra great show if he would have came out. But, man, there was some stuff, too, that played into a lot of her imagery of that Whore of Babylon. It was the ISIS, like the whole ISIS imagery and like the Inanna. So like Inanna is a goddess of Sumerian culture, like one of the Anunnaki, which, you know anything about Anunnaki, that ties into Nephilim. And ISIS is one of the goddesses or fallen angels that help procreate that fairy bloodline that we've talked about before. So a lot of people have that quote unquote ISIS gene that's in them. Matter of fact, Ron from New England has the ISIS gene. We were just talking to him about it. But yeah, like they have the ISIS gene. And I just started thinking too, because the goddess Inanna is also, she brings fertility and she brings the fertility of the civilization of Sumer. It's like her power is in the womb, the cosmic power of sustaining the world. So here you go. You've got the goddess Isis or Inanna in red and quote unquote pregnant. Whether she was or not, it's a moon bump. I don't know, but she was. And that represents that cosmic power in the womb of sustaining the world. When she rose up at the end and it was the full pyramid and everybody's clapping and it was all lit up just under her little platform. Also, I don't know if you saw, but during the commercial, when it went out into commercial, she threw it up. She threw up the all-seeing eye and some people had filmed it on their phones. They didn't show it. I'm telling you right now, they did that on purpose. They didn't want to show that because they already knew that people were looking for that imagery and that just would have set it all the way off. But she did. She threw up the all-seeing eye when it went to commercial. And you can actually go to our Instagram page, and I've got it up there now. You can see her throwing up the eye during the commercial break. So she had all the imagery there, but it was tied into this Inanna, and if you know anything about it, she's actually talked about Inanna on her songs. Like she did that song with Drake that she did. What was it? It wasn't Born Again. It was What's My Name? featuring Drake. Oh, nah, nah, but it's E-nah-nah. That's what she's saying right there. It's not, you know, why would you be saying, oh, nah, nah? That doesn't even make any sense. It's not even like a grouping of words that you would even use. So, yeah, they worship these quote-unquote fallen angels. They worship quote-unquote Lucifer, and they represent these beings at these events, and that's what she was doing. And I think that the pregnant imagery was on purpose. I don't think it was because that she was like, oh, you know, I'm just pregnant now, guys. Like, no, I think there was a whole other ulterior motive behind that.
And her performance was 13 minutes long, man.
13 minutes. Exactly.
If you've heard the previous episodes of Kill the Mockingbirds, previously on Kill the Mockingbirds, you know what I mean? We were talking about 13 and it being the number of death, but it is also the number of divine femininity. You know what I mean? Yep. So,
and that's Inanna. That's the exactly. goddess Inanna. That plays into her and Isis imagery. It's the same thing. It all represents that. So, yes, you're completely right.
Shout out to Isaac Weishaupt again, guy. I borrowed that from him. I mean, he might have borrowed something else. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. We're cool like that. But I think that, like, people don't realize, too, that, you know, and I would suggest people go dive into, you know, Isaac Weishaupt's work, because they do talk, he talks a lot about, this is not a first time, though, either. It's not like her coming out Illuminati party confirmed. You know what I mean? She's been in it for a while. Her last album was called Anti, as in Antichrist. Like, she really plays into this whole dark imagery. She likes to talk about it. And it made me kind of dig through some of her, like, old work. And one of the songs I picked, it's the first track, Consideration. It's the first track on the Anti album with SZA, and her opening line is, I come fluttering in from Neverland. Time could never stop me. No, no, no. I know you try to. I come riding in on a pale white horse.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like, it's easy to see. And then she also has another track on that I thought was interesting called Goodnight Gotham, because she's really playing this whole bad girl identity, good girl gone bad. That was her identity at first. And then, you know, at that time, she signed with Roc Nation. And I think Def Jam through Jay-Z, though. I don't know if it was actually Roc Nation, but, like, through that. And that meeting right there, that lasted until, like, they said, like, it was, like, they jammed it all together from 4 in the afternoon till 3 in the morning. Which a lot of people say is the witching hour, right? Like, that's when a lot of these...
She signed it 3 a.m.
Yeah,
on the dot.
Yeah, on the dot.
Jay-Z's talked about it.
Which is interesting to note that at that time is the weird, you know, weird things happen. But also there's a song on that track called Goodnight Gotham. And it's just kind of like a good night. Like, it just keeps saying goodnight over and over. It's almost like hypnotic. And I'm wondering, like, hey, man, does this have some kind of, like, hidden messages in it? Does it have something that, you know, strikes in your subconscious when you're sleeping? And then it gave me to the last track, you know, the Wakanda Forever soundtrack, the Born Again. You know, that's, like, more what, like, her most recent music that she's left. And in that one, she starts off, she said, I'd give my heart to this place. I'd give my soul or whatever it takes. Never run away. I've got enough angels to storm the gates. I'm not afraid. And that made me think of you, because you always talk about the Nephilim, the fallen angels. And I was like, whoa, she has enough angels. Like, why would she need enough angels? Like, and she's not talking to storm the gates. You wouldn't need that if you're already going to be inside there, right? Like, that's how I'm kind of breaking it down, the interpretation. And through her music, she talks about selling souls and numerous things and so much imagery. Like, I mean, it's been since the Umbrella video. I remember when, like 10, 15 years ago or whatever, like, that Umbrella song first came out, there was so many breakdowns. I don't know if you remember all the breakdowns of people, like, kind of, like, showing the symbolism with the, you know, this is before diamonds, you know, and all that shit. And she was throwing up all that symbolism then. So I think, and she, you know, she's real big, inspired by Madonna. So I think this is just another spur of that Madonna, you know, like, not clone-ish, but, like, clone as far as, like, the mentality, and you're passing the torch. This is another passing the torch moment, in my opinion. Like, it was Patrick Mahomes and it was Rihanna getting the torch passed to each other and kind of like, hey, it's your time.
Well, yeah, and she's always praised Madonna on her ability to reinvent herself. And what I think they mean whenever they say the ability to reinvent yourself, I think they're talking like MK Ultra, man. I think they're talking about all these different personalities that they ascend to. Also, I think that they are possessed, and I think these entities also ascend to different levels. So I think that they ascend these people to different levels. Also, when you're talking about MK Ultra and you're talking about mind control, I think in every case, and I mean 100% every case, the entities are involved. I think when you're talking about MK Ultra and they have different personalities, I think these demonic entities are swaying these personalities out of these people. And sometimes it's just the entity that's talking as that personality. So I think when I saw her on stage last night, she looked really possessed, man. I mean, there were certain moments where the camera came up on her face and she had that look when you see Beyonce, when she would go into that Sasha Fierce mode, and it was like something took over her. I don't ever think she was ever, I don't think anything took over her at all while she's on stage. I think it had already happened. I think she just is at this point, because when she was out there, there was not one moment where I was like, oh man, there it is. She got took over. Like, no, that was from the get go. She just looked like she wasn't even like herself, like something else was her.
And you saw that picture that I texted you, man. That was like the perfect image right there of you're like, yeah, that's like something's right. Wrong here, man. This is not like normal. And besides just the halftime show, we had a special guest, you know, tons of special guests. We had Elon Musk in the building, you know what I mean? And I forgot to mention with the UFOs that he's also shooting off Starlink satellites in Michigan as well. So that's also something that we're trying to like, you know, throw out there. But it was another guy in the building, you know, besides Scranton's own, you know, he didn't get to make it, unfortunately. I think I'm sure his wife was mad. Joe Biden's been fucking everywhere right now. She's been to the Grammys. Paul Pelosi's been everywhere too. I'm surprised I didn't see him there. He was at the Grammys too. And a couple, I'm like, man, I think after getting a hammer to the head. But the real special guest was none other than Damar Hamlin. You know what I'm saying? We had Damar Hamlin in the building.
Clone!
Ooh, he's clone, or, you know, maybe by double, we're not sure, because there seems to be multiple, because I think we've seen, like, a lot of different imagery, like, you know, we talked about the tattoos and stuff before. A lot of other people are talking about how he had, one day didn't have a tattoo on his hand, the next day he had a tattoo on his hand, but then, you know, that one, you could kind of talk to that one, because you could get a tattoo next year, I guess it didn't heal, you know what I'm saying, that maybe we could work a little bit on that one, you know, maybe that's a stretch, but what a lot of people are talking about, he had, like, a pirate's pee. The P from the Pirates, the baseball team, Pittsburgh Pirates, on his neck. And it doesn't seem to be on his neck anymore.
Yeah, it looked like it disappeared, man. And here's, okay, there's so much to unravel with that Hamlin stuff, man. That was just mind-blowing to me. One, he was on the field in the end zone dancing and chest bumping with Eagles players. I'm like, this dude almost died 3 weeks ago, guys. Like, where are we at right now? 3 weeks to a month ago. How is he just this mobile? Like, it doesn't make any sense, man. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Then he's with all the usual suspects. He's got the special picture. He's throwing up the triple sixes with LeBron. Shocker. LeBron's got his arm around him. I'm like, oh, God. Then the jacket he was wearing, man, like, freaking believable, man. Like, that was one of the craziest things. And I actually did a breakdown on Instagram about the jacket, but the jacket was so nuts, man, because it had like Jesus on the back of it, but he was all like patchwork looking and weird. And then he had all this like doll clothing that you could put on him. And it was just so sacrilegious, man. And it was just like the worst thing I've ever seen. And like on the front of the jacket, it said, without the end or beginning, there is no day and there is no night. What? That's like some clone talk, man. It's the same thing. It's that classic rebirth imagery that they always use in the occult. It's this whole like you have to die to be reborn into the occult and transcend your mind. It's all of this occult talk that is tied into it. And on a Jesus jacket at that.
And to top it off, the head of the Jesus is what's it called? The chain of Travis Scott. He had that design. That was
yes!
The same guy that had, you know, that had sacrificed people, you know, possibly, allegedly, we're not sure, but it seemed that way because it was another one of those events where everybody was like, man, this one's hard to deny. That was his like custom chain that was made. I can't pronounce the guy's name. Maybe you can get that. You could get a stab at that, but
it's Murakami.
There you go.
So, Murakami. Yeah, Takashi Murakami. Also, I don't know. Did Murakami make the clothing too, or was that somebody else? Because I'm going to tell you this. So
that was his design for the chain. The chain emblem, the head. I don't think he did the jacket or anything else. The main head. You know, that was the design for the chain.
Right. So here's what's crazier. The guy that did, and I just saw this earlier today, the guy that designed the clothing, that designed the jacket, I saw it with the matching pieces because, you know, these designers, they'll put out like a whole clothing, like a whole outfit, right, when they're selling stuff. Dude, he had a shirt underneath the mannequin, and it when it came out from underneath the jacket, it says Satan on it. And then, like, the pants actually had weird slogans on it, like end of the world and all of these weird like stuff on the pants. You got to go look it up. Larry Johnson actually posted it. That's where I saw it. He had posted it and it showed the artist that had made the clothing too. I don't know the guy's name, but he did. So it's funny to me that here's Hamlin wearing this occultic clothing that's talking about rebirth. So what does that really mean? We don't know exactly. But clearly, there is a lot of mystery still shrouded around this character of Damar Hamlin.
And for him to have that as Travis, of all people,
right?
To have some kind of connection. I'm not, you know, not that Travis Scott told him to do that, but that's like the inspiration of that. And I think that's nuts in itself. And you know, I'm not really up on the clone talk yet. Like, I'm not saying that can't be possible. There's always an open. But to me, I've been really on this whole stunt double thing. And it just so happens, just I think yesterday, yeah, the 12th, on the Super Bowl, or this is when it was announced. I don't know if that's when he passed away. Eminem's former stunt double, Ryan Shepherd, dies, age 40, father of two, who traveled the world with rapper, is killed after being hit by a pickup truck. Now, the reason I'm bringing, it was on January 31st. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm going to post this on the Telegram, and you can see how many, this is a huge superstar. He has body doubles. So now, if you think you couldn't find in that time, they could, with the resources the NFL has, and if Damar Hamlin was in that situation, they could easily go through, do a casting call, and get somebody. And that's why we constantly see maybe they got a couple people, you know what I mean? And it's easy for us not to remember because I know people are posting up stuff like on the Instagram, but you know, a lot of it's with, you know, he has glasses and different images, so you can't see his whole face. And his whole career, he's in a football mask, a football helmet. Like, you can't really, you're not getting it clear. That happens to football players all the time. Like, I've heard rappers say that. Like, 2 Chainz used to talk about that he'd go to, like, a club or something, and since he has the face recognition, he's like, I'm with football players that make, like, 10 times what I got. But I have the face recognition, and people know who I am. They go in there, and they're like, hey, who are you? I don't know if you can get in. And you know what I mean? They don't even realize that they got more money than them. So I would definitely check into this Eminem story so you can see there is evidence of not only, you know, rich people, not only, you know, prime ministers and presidents and highly, you know, kings, queens. Anybody that's in the top level has these doubles and they bring them with them for different instances. And I get it for the whole protection thing, but they have multiple of these people. So it's not very hard to imagine like, hey, we could switch them. And with the technology, you know, with Damar Hamlin's case, it doesn't matter as much because you don't need the technology because it's not like he raps or does anything in particular. Like, and even if he does play football again and it's not him and it's one of these doubles, he could be terrible and be like, oh, well, I'm terrible because, you know, this thing that happened. Like, it wasn't like he was, like, already a superstar. Like, you're not taking a Tom Brady and then, like, all of a sudden, like, this is somebody that nobody was really paying attention to beforehand.
Right, right. No, I totally agree, man. I think the body double thing could be a case for sure. I think if he is going to play football at a high level, though, it's a clone, gotta be, because if you're just bringing in a body double, I don't know how good he's going to be at football. Maybe he's good. I don't know. Like you said, it's possible. It's possible. I'm not saying that it's not possible. Side note, though, what I thought was interesting that when I was reading about Eminem's body double, the Ryan guy, he was a test automation engineer at Elon Musk's SpaceX. So I thought that was really weird too, that he worked for Disney for a while. He was the engineer there. And then he was a automation engineer for Elon Musk at SpaceX. So this guy has been tied in with a lot of interesting people and interesting places. Because we're talking about Eminem, one of the biggest rappers of all time. And we're talking about Elon Musk, talking about Disney. I mean, all this stuff's tied in together when you're talking about entertainment, when you're talking about just the high strangeness. So really, what happened to this guy, you know, outside of him dying? Like, did he know something? He's 40. Like, I mean, you could say maybe he got jabbed or something. I don't know. I don't even want to go down that route, but maybe it was something else. Maybe he knows stuff.
Or he saw something.
Well, dude, I mean, how much shit did he see being with Eminem, like traveling the world with him for as long as he did? Because he was on tour with him. People forget, like, he dressed up as different characters on stage. So it made it seem like Eminem was from one end of the stage to the other in like record time. He used to do that. So he did it at the MTV Awards. So this guy traveled. And then, isn't that strange, though, man? Like, he was with Eminem for that long, and then he's working for Elon. That's just, I don't know, man. That's the weirdest, like, jump from jobs that I've ever seen. But then being a part of, like, two high-profile people's lives.
Like, very high weird, on the man. Scale. Yeah, no, that means you're in on something, man. You know, for sure, you got to be in on something. Got that little Breaking Bad music going on real quick. You guys cooking up some chemicals over there, man.
Man, it's getting wild over here. And the crazy thing is, dude, nobody's talking about it. They're having more fun talking about balloons flying all over the place. And we're not even talking about just the absolute decimation here in Ohio. They're saying it's like an apocalypse over here. So it's a train of more than 100 cars derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, near the state border with Pennsylvania, with roughly 5,000 residents. It launched 50 of the 100 freight cars from the tracks. But the crazy thing is they contain pressurized vinyl chloride and highly flammable carcinogenic gas, which is just insane, man. We're talking about highly flammable stuff. We're talking about not only is it highly flammable, but it's toxic gas that's being vented out. And it caused like a small mushroom cloud. Even like Governor Mike DeWine had to come out and issue a warning about it, which didn't get hurt here, like literally heard nowhere. And of course, you know, our illustrious transportation guide, Pete Buttigieg, that's what I call him.
Booyah Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. He, literally, the only reason he even got the job was because he's gay. We all know that. Like, that's the only reason he got the job. He doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, how many incidences have happened under his, you know, watchful eye, quote unquote? And I think that's by design. I think this stuff's supposed to explode. I think these all these transportation issues that we're having across the nation are supposed to happen, man. But this is wild. Do you know that animals are getting sick if they're even close within the vicinity and dropping? They said there's like foxes like coughing and dropping. It is a legit disaster, Sean, and we're not even talking about it in the mainstream media, not at all.
But they were at first for a little bit, like, because
barely.
Yeah, just barely. They were talking about it just a little bit to a point where they kind of mentioned it when it first happened. Because my mom had called me like, hey, you heard that? Because she was like, hey, doesn't Joel live in Ohio? And I was like, yeah. She's like, well, you better be careful. And I was like, well, where is it at? And we found out it's like 4 hours away. I was like, nah. I was like, well, then maybe he'll turn into a super Nephilim. We'll never know until it happens. You know what I mean? But then it was vanished. Then it just kind of like got like not talked about. The last thing I had heard that they're like, we're going to blow it up. Because that's the only way to put out the fire. I want to play this little clip. It kind of explains like what they try to do.
Officials say this was the last resort. Unable to safely remove the derailed train cars carrying toxins and fearing an explosion at any moment, emergency crews decided on a controlled burn Tuesday. Ohio's governor had warned everyone living within 1.5 kilometers to evacuate.
We're urging everyone in this area, actually ordering them to leave.
Staying could have meant skin burns, lung damage, or even death. Vinyl chloride, a material used in plastics, is linked to cancer. phosgene was used as a biological weapon in World War I. The rail operator Norfolk Southern said Tuesday's controlled release of the chemicals from the derailment was a success, and residents are no longer in immediate danger.
And no longer in immediate danger, but I don't know about that, because if you're seeing some of the pictures that people post up, I mean, I don't really trust too much of that. What is that guy, Stu? I forgot his name. He's the guy that went did the whole water and the venom in the water. Is it Pete Stu or something like that? I can't remember his name, but he's kind of a one of those little PSYOP characters that's like always breaking stuff, and a lot of people kind of follow his role. But a lot of the pictures that people are showing, even the cars, melting plastic, it seemed like, and leaving this real weird like a soot over like the windshields, and like you're like, dang, that's going to be in someone's lungs. And they are, it's like, where is it going though? It's not going to stay in that little area. Are they going to do like the whole Simpsons thing, you know, where they're going to just drop a glass dome on there and just like blow it off the planet?
Well, one of the gases too was phosgene. If you know anything about phosgene, it was a chemical weapon during the first World War. So it's like, bro, it's not good. And why are we not talking about this? I will say this though, there are some people that have big platforms that are starting to talk about it. I love Matt Walsh, and Matt Walsh went off about it today. He did like a whole little segment on Instagram and his other platforms where he actually is like, what is going on right now in the mainstream media that we're not even bringing this up? And he like broke it all down. And I was like, that's what we need, people with big platforms to step up and start talking about some of this shit that's going on, man. I mean, this is 100 cars, Sean. 100 boxcars full of chemicals. People dying, animals dropping like flies. It's like some straight up zombie shit. Like The Last of Us, man. Like, what is going on? And we're not talking about it.
And I haven't seen this, but like I saw some posts about it, but they have a film, I guess, on Netflix from 2022. It's called White Noise, based on a family that evacuates their Ohio home after a train crash leads to what's called the airborne toxic event. Man, that's like too spot on.
Dude, you can't make this shit up. You can't make it up. And that's where you know that all this stuff's coordinated. Again, man, Buttigieg, he knows what he's doing. They know why they put him in there, man. They want to cause this stuff. It's just more mayhem, more deaths. I mean, you just took out how many people with that? How many pets with that? You're screwing up transportation systems? I mean, dude, it's just nonstop. And they don't stop. But the fact that we're not talking about it really is really interesting to me, because they clearly wanted it to happen, but what was the end game? They don't want anybody talking about it. So what's the end game? Was there something that they needed to destroy in that vicinity? Was there something on that train that needed to be destroyed? There's so many questions, man, and we're never going to get to the bottom of it, because, hell, man, the mainstream media is not going to dig it up.
Yeah, what if there's a Nephilim on that train? There was a Nephilim on that train, and they were trying to kill it, and then maybe they just made it stronger because now they made it a mutant. I mean, in any movie, man, you gotta watch that, man.
Straight up Bane style, man. He just got hooked up to the venom. Now he's like tearing through Ohio. I'll be calling you tomorrow. Like, he's here! He's here!
Well, I really think they're just trying to kick off the... I never got those movies, though, because while everybody else was like trying to kill people, I would be like, I am stealing all the money. Like, I'm stealing all like the stuff.
Man, I've never watched one of those movies. I think that I never really wanted to, just because I just feel like it's going to be a reality at some point. And I'm like, I'll just wait for the real thing. It's coming. It's like Squid Games. I never watched that either, man. Everybody loved like that movie when it came out. And I'm like, there's been a million of them already that have been out just like it. And it's like, come on, man. It's a little too close to home. Like, it's going to happen. Like, it's probably already happening just behind the scenes, especially with these elites, man. They got a lot of games that they play, a lot of, like, hostile-style games that they play. So we've been knowing about this, man, especially with some of the Nazis, the generals that got out of World War II and went to these other countries and were a part of some of these elite games, man. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, and we'll definitely post up on the Telegram and the Instagram some of the Ohio stuff. We got to get that a little bit out there. Because you're right, there's not – I mean, I posted on the stories. I've seen a couple other people, like, putting it out there as well. But, like, I just kind of, like, you know, added to the stories because that's the thing I was thinking too. I was like, man, I had – the only reason I thought about it again, but I even kind of forgot about it for a little bit because so much was going on. Super Bowl was coming up. All this supposed UFO and all this – news, aliens, like, so it kind of, like, clogged the system for a bit. And I want to touch briefly on this. I know a lot of people were like, you know, this UFOs were a distraction. These, you know, everybody's on that, like, beating on the Q train. Yeah, man, it's a distraction. Epstein list is coming out. It's coming out. The Epstein list. Let me just tell you, like, if you haven't read the whole thing, like, the list is like John Doe 1 and Jane Doe. Like, there's no list. It's not revealing anything. It's just another one of those drag you along for a lot further than you need to.
Yeah, man, I totally agree with that. I think it's just BS. I think they're putting it out there to say that, hey, look, guys, we gave it to you, but redacted by 95%.
100% agree with that. And I also wanted to point out something that I found funny. I thought it was pretty hilarious. I forgot what was posted. It was something maybe with Jack Harlow or, you know, people always say, like, they have their funny comments. You know, you get those average lurkers or someone sent them the post and they said, like, oh, man, you guys are reaching. And then someone posted another, ah, you cutards. You cutards. I was just like, what? I was like, that's when you know someone doesn't know what you do or listen to anything that you do. They've seen, like, one little fragment. They're like, ah. And I'm like, if he only knew.
Bro, I swear, like, people really don't listen to us. They just see a post and they go to chat. They just go to chatting, man. That's all it is. And people just, what's sad is, though, and we know that's why Q was created, was to make everyone that questioned mainstream media, questioned the Mockingbird media, questioned authority, were all Q-tards. That's what they have now turned it into. So anybody that's on that outside fringe or like that mainstream crowd, they lump everybody into one thing because that's what they want to do. They need to be able to be to have us all in one area. So when the feet start dropping, they're able to say, oh, we're just going to round them up. They're all Q.
Yeah, we've seen it with the Vamp, you know, Hammer Time over there with Paul Pelosi, which to me, that's another love weird lizard lot triangle that we could get into for another day. You know what I'm saying? But man, don't forget to check out us on Instagram, Kill the Mockingbirds podcast, you know, Van Tesla music at, on Instagram, Sean Chris music on Instagram, Sean Chris, Joel Thomas on all streaming platforms. We got tons of music. We got tons of new music coming out. We're going to keep dropping music, keep dropping podcasts. You guys keep giving us that feedback. Keep coming with those 5 stars. Give us those killer reviews. We want to see a couple more killer ones so we can read a couple of good ones. On the next episode, you'll hear us read one, you know, one of our super fans. But we want to get a couple of these good ones out for all the people that are showing us love and mad positivity and, like, spreading the show, man. We appreciate that shit.
Yeah, for sure. And I just want to say for the record, Jen Psaki, I am not tainted. I'm down at the bottom of Ohio, so I didn't get any of those chemicals in me. I'm still a pure blood ginger. So I'm telling you now, it's still on and popping. And tomorrow's Valentine's Day, baby. It's about to go down, Sean. I'm telling you. Actually, so I didn't tell you about this, but we actually had like a short conversation the other day on the phone. When I say short, it was like 5 seconds. But we had a couple words. And it was positive. It was positive, Sean. I'm moving in the right direction. So these pure blood ginger kids will be coming in the near future.
Dreams do come true. I think on this episode, we're going to go out with, I'm going to go with one of my older songs from the Dystopian Paradise, Sean Chris, Blind Potential. You know how we do it here. Wake the fuck up or get woke the fuck up.
Brah, brah.
Bird killers!
This is the dream.
Doesn't ever disappoint you?
Why? Why would it disappoint me?
You have all this potential.
So what? Why do you have to fucking make money off your potential?
I'm not even saying you have to make money off your potential.
What is even potential mean? Drowning in silence, there's nothing left for you and me.
Stumbled on the dark road, battle over souls, ego takes control. So much hate in the world, set the room on fire. Burn it down, these liars. Moment of clarity, stairway to heaven, shit. We just looking for a little prosperity. Check 1-2, maestro. Tiptoe down a tightrope. Life ain't nothing but a dice roll. Anxious mind of a psycho. Itchy index of the 9 blow. Flipping tips, different time zones. Flicks of bricks on an iPhone. Pump the brakes, then we drive slow. Tell me what you really meant. All those words left unsaid. I was lost in my mind. I was trapped in my head. So many things to address. Trying to find my success. I just wanna be fine. They just want me on me.
Drowning in silence, there's nothing left for you.
Emotional roar causes a lunar eclipse. Dramatic entrance, like who the fuck next? Feeling crucified. Is it do or die? Resurrected light, keep up the fight. But I really hope it is tonight. Cold as a corpse, show with no remorse. I'm late for court, puffing on an old port. Out of body experience. Demonic mind so wild and furious. Murphy's Law, I'm raw and delirious. But you motherfuckers really don't hear me yet. Really quiet and unspoken. A humble man so shattered and broken. Faceless, breathless and smoking. And I was just hoping we could unwind the hands of time. Let's strangle the moment. Prepare for the omen before it's all gone again. So I drop on my knees and I pray longevity. Let me really get that remedy.
Drowning in silence, there's nothing left for you.